10 bad bitches and they after me. Bad. One bad bitch look like a masterpiece. Ooh. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it? Big drip. Ice chain, peeled water.
Ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Verbose.xyz. Here we are tonight on our eighth consecutive show. Thank you for joining us yet again. We are deeply pleased and pleasure to have you tonight. Joining us tonight, obviously myself, Miles Lowroad, the mad scientist, and of course, Crafter, the great Crafter, if you will, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka Black Killer Mike, aka 2 for 1, 2 for 5 bucks at Arby's. Thanks for being on the show as usual, my friend. And tonight we have a special guest. We have one of the alumni from Valhalla Gameplays, also a Doom developer and just all around cool ass motherfucker. We have Dantos the Mutilator on the horn tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Hell yeah. We are number 8, huh?
This is, yeah, 8th show tonight. 8th show.
8 times the fun, I guess, right?
8 times the fun.
Yeah, 8 is great.
8 is great. Thank you so much for joining us and, you know, adding to this void of dead air that we have.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the chat with y'all, like, talking and shit, but...
Exactly. That's all. I was like, you might as well just come on the show, bro. Fucking come hang out with us. Dantos and I have been streaming together via Valhalla Gameplays for the past, like, 3 years, so he's not, like, shy to any of the shit that's going down.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's this commercial. I need to turn it down. Oh, God, sorry, guys. There we go. I'll be checking chat on my mobile today as Cattle666 if you want to hit us up. If you're catching this later, too, that's cool. We do post to both DTube and BitChute. There's been issues. I think recently YouTube has changed their algorithm to be more astringent for conspiracy-minded things. So... yeah, I think our shit is just scoured right off. And what happens is, you know, they won't even let us upload to my channel. It's ridiculous. But definitely check us out on BitChute. Please subscribe. We have 0 subscribers right now. If we could get just like 2, it would like help our egos like greatly.
Just 2, and that's egos just raised.
We'll give you a shout out once we get to 2. I'm just saying.
it would be a great day, a great improvement if even 1. it would be nice if YouTube would, you know, not censor us, pre-censor us as well. I don't know if it's censorship if it happens before you ever get a voice. I don't know.
I know, right? That's the crazy thing is, like, we can't even get on their platform to be deplatformed.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Like I want a warning. Give me a legal warning. You know, remove me, but don't just not let me upload.
Yeah, for real. And I'm wondering too, like, I've been using this weird website. It's like, MP3 to video or something like that. And I'm wondering if the way that I'm scrubbing the video to turn the MP3 into MP4s, if that's affecting it too. They're like, this is a garbage file or whatever.
Mm.
I don't know though. But yeah, definitely check us out. On DTube, we have 3 subscribers, believe it or not. It's amazing. Definitely humble beginnings. I'm all about it. Definitely check us out. And DTube is a very interesting platform because it's connected with the whole Steemit network.
I've never even heard of it until you started saying stuff about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's blockchain technology that basically you're storing everything to the blockchain. And as people watch your video, that's the proof of work that gets you coin, right? Or it could be posts or comments or liking videos, etc. Like it's an interconnected network. So it's not just like, it's not just DTube and watching videos. There's also Steemit, which is kind of a blogging sort of thing. It reminds me a lot of, what was that other one that paid you back in the day? Sue, TSU, Sue. It kind of has that kind of feel to it. And then they have, BusyBox, which also obviously is a boot operating, booting software, but it's also, they call their Twitter like thing BusyBox or whatever. So it's like an integrated network that allows you to interact with it to gain coin, I guess. I think Steemit right now is currently at the 30 cents. So, I mean, shit, doing better than Aeon at the moment. But BitChute, I feel like, is superior. There's more people that are like interactive with it. It seems like the community on DTube is mostly like anarcho-capitalists, which is interesting. I definitely like seeing the perspective, but I like there to be kind of a broader understanding of things. But anyways, I digress. Definitely check us out on our mini platforms. Hit us up here on Twitch. And if you can't find us in any of these places, verbose.xyz/mp3. We upload all of these shows to our own personal website. Fuck the censors. We're here to stay, bitches.
Yeah. So, that's... yeah.
Fucking. So I got a question for you guys. Have you ever like reached that moment in your life where like, you know, we all like when girls gag on our dicks, you know, but you kind of feel bad when you're like fucking a chick and like she's getting all teary eyed and she's like kind of like, you know, puking on your dick a little bit. But it's so satisfying, you know, that's what you want. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been with a woman who actually likes it?
Well, I fold in this situation.
Dantos is out. Crafter?
Yeah.
I'm going to just leave that all to you. I think you have a story to tell us, don't you?
I know. I'm just really happy right now. I found someone in my life that like can that chokes on cock and likes it. It's amazing.
Well, shit.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's like the unicorn, man. I never thought that exists. You know, you meet a girl that actually likes to choke on dick.
That sounds like a unicorn to me.
Right? That's like a girl you marry. It's like
from personal view, I couldn't see how it could ever be enjoyable. I don't want to do it, you know.
I mean, in your case, wouldn't it just be a choke-a-corn? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
A choke-a-corn, bro? Or choke-a-cola, that...
choke-a-cola.
That cocaine mixed with chocolate that they used in Nazi Germany in their rations or whatever. Choke-a-cola.
Yeah.
I'm not a Vetibu, I can't pronounce that shit. Fucking. Oh my god. Also on verbose.xyz on Twitch, we're up to 4 followers. Can you believe it, guys?
It's happening
right before our faces.
Momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't stop us now.
Can't stop us now, because we're having a good time. Having a good time. Fucking, how's GOT going? I know that you're on a mission right now, Crafter.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm catching up. I'm rewatching all of Game of Thrones and also, you know, screenshotting all the titties. Some of them have been hard to catch. I probably have missed some, but you know, it's one of those labors of love.
It is, dude. And by the way, I'm taking all of them and I'm putting them into a repository so that I can add them to Frogbot in the VGP server, so that you could just type in, you know, fucking whatever plus titties and it'll bring up a Game of Thrones titties pic. If there's only a way that you could post them to Discord and they would automatically upload to the repo, that would be the best. Hit me up in the comments if you do that, fucking Python. Help me out with that shit, motherfuckers.
That would be cool, like where you would set a command, hell yeah.
Right?
And then it's like, okay, uploading.
Mm-hmm. Huh, interesting. You bring up, that's very interesting, Dantos.
I've had a couple good ideas with bots, but I'd like to first to know how to do it before I, because I'm the type of person that doesn't ask if someone can do it because I have a good idea. I'd rather do it myself.
Right. That's interesting because, like, you could use the OS module in Python to literally use wget. And the way that Discord works, it's all uploads to their server and gives you a hyperlink. So that's essentially all you'd have to do is have the bot read the hyperlink and then use wget to copy it to your server.
Yeah, that's actually real simple shit.
I like the way you think, Dantos. I like the way you think. Dantos is currently working on some big Doom projects. His mapping is amazing. Friday nights, check him out. Valhalla Gameplays Collective on YouTube. He hosts the amazing show Map and Chill. It's 4 hours for the not weak at heart. You got to be a true nerd to watch this show. But
usually though, I get about halfway done. Like I'll be at about 2 hour mark, and then I start playing random shit games and shit. I'm also working on that shit for Fab, which is gonna be fun.
Yeah, FAP is another Doom community. They're a bunch of fucking edgelords run by a conservative woman named the Powerful Ho.
I'm glad you explained that, because for a second I thought he was, you know, making maps to masturbate to, and I was like, oh fuck, this is going down really weird places.
I mean, there is maps out there with like really fucking like from the 90s, back when people were mapping, they would put tits in it, and then they would replace the weapons with tits. I'm like, oh well, you're that lonely, huh?
I mean, it got even worse. I mean, it went from like porno 7 in the 90s with a, you know, a couple rooms that you could go in that had porn pics, to like fucking H-Doom. And H-Doom, that's the shit that's crazy, right? H-Doom is literally, how would
autistic.
You say? Well, yeah, it's like hentai in Doom. And instead of shooting the demons, you fuck them.
What? Well, you shoot them and then you fuck them. But, you know, but you seduce them with a questionable liquid in your rocket launcher.
Yeah, it's like white goo. It's like you have a squirt gun full of jizz that you're squirting on every...
This is insanity.
You've never heard of H-Doom, bro?
No.
It literally exists, man. Like, and then it's not just like fuck the demon in third person. It zooms out to an animation in third person where you're like, the demon's like giving you head and shit. It depends on the demon. I think Pinky Demon gives you head.
No, it's the fucking lost soul. I mean, what?
What the fuck? How do you know that?
Holy fuck. I've opened fucking Pandora's box.
And inside was a bunch of...
I've seen it before. When I first got into like Doom, back into Doom again, and that's like one of the first things I saw. Besides that, I've been Brutal Doom. Because I heard that whole controversy with all that shit with Marcos and fucking Mike 12 and him telling people to kill themselves, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that shit. Fucking...
Yeah.
Those are the good old days of Doom modding, right? Like, this idea that, you know, the Doom guy was the strong male character, and you could be an edgelord, and you could be into Doom. It, like, made sense. But then something just kind of happened when we got into the scene, you know, where it was, like, just around that I guess it was 5 years ago.
Turning point, yeah.
Yeah, where Marcos got fucking zucked from the Doom community because he told some kid to kill himself.
It's because of the it's because of Terminus and a couple of other kind of modders where they put their political views in front of the Doom modding. And it's like, okay.
Is that political views at this point? Like,
it's more of like feeling views. I don't know, I guess.
Or like social engineering views. I don't know.
Like, yeah, social. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know. Crafter and I have discussed this before. It feels really good to tell someone to kill themselves.
It does. It's actually kind of like therapeutic in a way, especially if you're saying it unironically.
Yeah, and if someone happens to do it because you told them, like, that was pretty weak anyway. It was just a matter of fucking time. Is it really?
Yeah, it was just like you poking a toothpick at a tree and then it falls.
Yeah. It's so true, though. It's like, if I could go up to someone and be like, kill yourself, and you did it, wow, how weak-minded you are.
Like, how also, can, like, the internet's been around for a very fucking long time, and you gotta learn, people don't know this, but you have to learn to have a thick skin. Because people will always have a differing opinion from you. It's, like, hilarious.
That, or we just, you know, censor the internet heavily and not allow anybody to have their own idea past what the institutionalized correct idea is.
Yeah, it's gonna get to the point where you can't even post a fucking hot dog, and then they'll think it's a dick, and then they'll ban you. Or some shit, I don't know.
Has that happened to you before?
I just wouldn't be surprised.
What were you gonna say, Crafter?
I posted a picture of my dick and said it was a hot dog. That got me banned.
Bro, like, that's because you said it was a hot dog. If you said it was like a, you know, like a Vienna sausage, people would have believed you.
Yeah, but what I was actually going to say is that, like, I feel that, like, how are we going to know what the wrong opinions are unless you can read about the wrong opinions? You know, like, you should allow all idiots to spew whatever they want. You know, like, you have to be able to recognize what is stupidity. Otherwise, you just, you know, like, oh, well, it was on here. It must be true.
Yeah. Fucking A, dude. Exactly. It's like, go ahead.
It's because, like, idiots can't see past their own... People can't... Well, maybe not just idiots. Some people just can't see past their own ideologies, I guess you could say.
Well, and idiots. Like, I just read a statistic this week that there's 50 million adults in the United States that have below a fifth grade reading level. That's 50 million. And then besides, there's another 44 million that can't read at all. I mean, there's 94 million people with, like, below average reading skills. That's one third of the country. That's 33% of the people here can't fucking read. Like,
that's in the United States, bro?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, that hurts.
Fucking Lil Pump, dude. Lil Pump can't read.
R. Kelly can't read either. He can rape women, but he can't read.
What the fuck? Bro, that's so crazy to me, dude. Oh, my God. I didn't do it. They're trying to frame me.
And Floyd Mayweather can't read either. No.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather can't read? No. Oh, my God, dude. Fucking, he's another one. He's like, Million Dollar Mayweather or whatever, right? Or Money Mayweather. Worth so much money. Fucking, and can't even educate himself. It's such bullshit. I guess I can't really say that. I mean, obviously he's put all of his mental, you know, ranks all in boxing. You know, he's obviously the greatest boxer alive.
And gambling. And if you look at, he likes gambling.
Does he?
Yeah, he makes huge bets. I think he put like $1 million on the Heat once during NBA Finals. He makes huge bets.
That's fucking awesome. I mean, I would if I could, you know? Like, you're a billionaire. You want to put $1 million on the Super Bowl or whatever? Fuck it. Like, let it ride. You lose it, oh well. You win it, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been lucky as well as, you know, been a good, great fighter. Well, great defender and dodger.
Exactly. Great dancer. I'm your private dancer. Dancing for money. Do what you want me to do. Fucking, that's Mayweather's song.
Gag.
Shout out to Ash Nicole Boo. How do they read? She's asking us tonight, how do Mayweather and R. Kelly and these fucks read their tweets? I would say that they probably have an assistant that reads them for them.
Yeah.
Just must, like, be fucking nice.
With the whole fappening scandal, you know, when all those celebrities had all their nudes leaked, you know, that was all like their assistants got tricked by fake emails and then, you know, like went to sites to reset their passwords and really just gave away their passwords. And they got into their iCloud and stole their pictures. Like, it was just like all assistants. It wasn't them doing it themselves. It's kind of weird, like, how many of them are not handling their own, like, digital lives in any way.
Wow, so crazy. Right? It's part of their brand. They're like, oh, yes, you do the internet things for me while I'm busy creating things for the internet. Yes. Okay, Google, what is the internet? Hey, Siri, for anybody that has an iPhone out there. Siri? I remember when that fucking Google Assistant shit came out. You know, everybody had it in the phone. You could literally go into a crowded area and be like, okay, Google. So many people's phones.
Would it work like in a recording if I go like, Alexa, search hardcore anal porn? You know, like, will that will suddenly work? Everyone who's listening to this will now have Alexa searching for it.
That would be awesome. I hope so. Especially, like, if they're listening to it on an Alexa.
Just go to like do it like, go to like, hey iPhone or whatever the hell, do play it on a loudspeaker real loud, and like just do it at a really shitty coffee shop or something where like everyone's a bunch of fucking hipsters and shit.
Right, it'd be beautiful.
Get a hold of some Chinese guys and then, like, you know, like have it like say Tiananmen Square massacre, you know, like.
Oh my God, dude, what the fuck. Yes, now we're on to something.
They're on to greatness.
Now we're on to oppression, just like the rest of our nation. Speaking of which, what do you think about Beto's chances for 2020?
I know he's raised a lot of money. A lot of money. Like $7 million in like 3 days.
Yeah, he's really good at it, man. And people like him.
I think he could do it.
Wait, beat Trump out for the presidency?
Yeah.
Can he beat Bernie for the primary?
That's a good question. I don't know. Like, I think that there's a large contingency of liberals in Texas that love him. Probably in California at this point too, because I think that's where the majority of his money is coming from. But I don't know how he'd face off against the rest of the nation, you know, especially with like the East Coast wave of Bernieites and the idea of him like actually getting the presidency this time. And with Hillary Clinton not running, man, it makes things a little bit different playing field.
For yeah, sure. Because then he wouldn't definitely cop out like he did before. I don't know why he copped out like that.
Who copped out?
Well, the election with when before the election, whatever, the frickin' or the primaries or whatever, the Bernie copped out. Yeah,
he didn't cop out, dude. Like, he, literally, the DNC gave it to Hillary. And then he out of politeness, he basically, you know, withdrew and wished Hillary good luck. You know, it was basically how he kept his, you know, his social view amongst his peers, basically. But still bullshit, you know.
I don't know. I felt like he was.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like 2020 we're going to have a lot more socialism. And I don't think it matters who we go with, really. Even if we went back with Trump, I think it's going to be the same exact thing. Like, you're looking right now down the barrel of, like, oppression and giving our money to foreign interests. That's Trump presidency. You know, police state, fucking removal of the guns. Money to Israel, funding the furtherment of Saudi Arabia. That's your Trump presidency. Beto presidency is basically, what do you want, DNC? I made it in. Whatever you want, I will do it. You know, talking late term abortions, open borders, you know, like the whole gamut.
Helping really poor countries, letting immigrants in from Muslim countries. All those things. All things would be coming with a Democratic president as well.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't mind that. I think, yeah, especially...
that Trump stopped.
Yeah?
For good or bad, I don't know. You know, it would be based on your opinion. But, you know, he put in a ban for, you know, certain immigration from certain countries that are heavily Muslim. You know, or, you know, immigration from Syria, which is heavily restricted. Mm-hmm. I mean, those kind of things could change very quickly.
But I mean, even if we get Trump 2020, he's gonna ease up on a lot of those sanctions, I feel. Or not sanctions, how would you say? Those restrictions. Even with Muslim bans. I feel like right now he's more poised to this idea of increasing immigration into the United States for idea of filling jobs, so he says. But it just feels like the same Democratic talking point of filling our country with, you know, the low skill, low IQ individuals who won't fight back against their agenda. Who are already used to being oppressed.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to think about it. But I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's all kind of weird right now. Like, no one is sticking by their political party ideas. Everything's kind of gone extreme.
Right? Extreme political views. Fucking, and then you got like the craziest media, or you have the, you know, the craziest like news media ever right now, where it's, you know, when I was a kid, and this wasn't too long ago, you know, I'm 36 now, and when I was like 12, 13, you would learn about things like journalism, and it would be these ideas that they were supposed to be unbiased. Right, they're supposed to be neutral, middle of the road ideas to basically report on things. We don't live in a society like that anymore. It's like everything is politicized, everything has an agenda, everything has a spin, you know. And people won't fucking read something unless there's a spin to it that make that captures their attention so that they can click on the shit. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
If it doesn't fit what they want, then they just won't report it, or at least they'll keep it quiet.
Narrative.
To an extent.
Speaking of which, we don't get paid by Wendy's, but Wendy's, if you want to pay us, bro, I just got to tell you something. I just got to tell you one quick thing. That $5 biggie bag is bullshit. You already have the 4 for $4, right? The only difference is in the 4 for $4, I could choose from a bunch of cool shit. In the $5 biggie bag, all I can get is a, you know, bacon double. And it's like a tiny ass thing. You don't call it a junior, but it is. The fuck? In the commercial, it looks like a huge burger. I know this is like a, you know, a tired, dead horse of a meme, but still, come on. Come on, Wendy's. Step up your game. Anyways. Fucking, I feel you on the media outlet shit, you know? And we can, the most egregious example we could see of that currently, obviously, is New Zealand. You know? The idea that a tragedy happens, and now more than ever, using the idea of basically sharing an event with others, informing other people of what literally happened there, and people are being put in, you know, being faced with real time. Like the last guy I faced with like 13 years, the previous person before that 10 years. Like, and this is obviously in New Zealand and Australia. Here, you know, you pull that off in America, people are going to get pissed as fuck. What do you, and the other thing too, that's just so weird is this spin on what his whole motive was. He left behind a manifesto. Like, obviously his motive was hit right there in plain sight. Why aren't we addressing this? And why are we still putting words in this guy's mouth?
I mean, with the, how, damn, I just had it. See, fuck.
Shit. And by the way, Crafter, remember you're on Push to Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's because, I guess maybe with the thing, him not giving the whole idea, it, I guess it gives them time to fit more into it.
Right. See what I'm saying? Yeah, like, if they just give a piece of what the idea is, then it's more of a, it's a larger field of play, basically.
Yeah.
They have more moves that they can make with it, you know. Well, technically, he said this part. I mean, we didn't give you all of the information. He is a white supremacist. He is a fascist.
Yeah, to me, it seems almost like it's like fear that, like, they think the idea is going to spread. Like, you know, like his idea is so infectious that it could, you know, spread to other people that want to do the same. But that would be like hinting that there's some part of truth in his beliefs. And I think that's the weirder part. Like when like the similar attack in Norway with Anders Breivik, I mean, he killed, you know, 70 people, kind of with the same belief structure, same kind of releasing a manifesto, same kind of planning. I mean, like, they went the other way of, like, full transparency. Like they're going to publish it. They're going to, you know, put his beliefs in the light because they didn't feel it would, you know, it would stand a test of truth. You know, and like, this one, it seems like they want to hide it because they're worried that maybe, like, he might be right. And I don't agree that he's right. Yeah, I think he's kind of a nutter. But it's weird that they don't want to just show that. Like, you can show the publishings of, like, you know, like, serial killers and stuff like that, or have interviews with Charles Manson, but, like, this guy is, like, locked away instantly before even, you know, being convicted all the way.
Right. That is interesting, but I don't know. I think that there's more to it than that. I don't think it's just afraid that his ideas are right. I think they want his ideas to be right. They want those ideas to exist because it creates a subclass of humans that are victims. And by creating people who a hierarchy of victimhood, they're able to control people better. And people want to be victims. They want to be controlled. They want to be trendy and hip. And to be, you know, oppressed is a hip thing. The problem is that these are being acted out against people who don't want to be victims, right? And I think Muslims are very much not victim type people. They're more like, let's go out here and fucking do this. They remind me of what Christians used to be like in the 90s. Like, you know, we hate gays, we hate abortion, and we want to have a conservative, like, you know, a nuclear family where we preach our ideas and then we keep that going on. That's like, that's Muslims, you know? I remember I had an argument in a Twitter feed. It was for, I was commenting on an Amazing Atheist video. I think it was when he was drawing Muhammad, and I was commenting on someone's idea that, like, why is it that Muslims are kind of like hiding behind liberal ideas and ideals when they themselves are some of the most conservative. And I literally had a Muslim or someone claiming to be a Muslim in chat arguing with me, saying that no, Muslims are liberal.
I think I remember you telling me about that.
I would say, they traditionally vote liberal party, Democratic Party in the United States for sure. Mm-hmm. But they do have conservative beliefs, and traditional beliefs that, go back a lot longer. They're not okay with the new norms. They're not okay with transgender. They're not okay with gay marriage.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I remember there was this this Muslim gay couple that got married, and just the people, the outrage in the Muslim community of people like wanting to stone these quote unquote fags. Like, fucking wow, you know. But that being said, like, you know, creating a victimhood out of, so it's like hiding these aspects in plain sight. You know, you can see one week a white man go into a mosque and gun down over 50 people, and then before it and after it, see Muslim attacks that are bombings that affect Christian and Catholic churches, that 40, you know, plus people, 3 people injured. And you know, all of these catastrophes, you hear only little blips in the news about these things. It's like this, it doesn't fit that particular narrative of social control where, okay, white supremacy is on the rise, we have to do something about it in order to take down white supremacy, we have to take all the guns, we have to censor all the ideas. Like, you can't say that about a Muslim because their ideas are more, they're given more credence than a white man's ideas.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with nationalism, but too often it's conflated with white nationalism, right? And then the white part of it makes it a bad thing. It's like fucking reverse racism. You know, back in the 60s, we were saying that black people were a certain way. Now we're just saying white people are a certain way. It's the same shit, different, you know, a different victim, I guess you could say, a different oppressor. But at the same token, it does this weird thing where it's like, okay, so wait, you're literally saying white people are privileged and brown people are not. You're literally saying that. No real non-racist is saying that sort of thing, but that's the ideals that you're trying to perpetuate. Isn't that keeping the brown person down? Isn't that keeping the white man above us?
Yeah. Just because you switch the roles doesn't mean it makes it right.
Who's the pitcher and who's the catcher?
Zach.
Fucking Ren and Stimpy for you out there. If you're just joining us, you are listening to verbose.xyz, verbosely verboten podcast, where anything kind of goes. We got a lot of dead air. We got a lot of dead memes. And yeah, fucking just kicking it tonight. Check us out on BitChute under Miles Low Road channel. Just look up verbose.xyz. We're also on DTube under Verbose. You can find us there. And obviously on Twitch, hit us up every Wednesday between 9, 10, 10-ish Mountain Time. I'm not sure what that is, Central or whatever. I'm horrible with time zones. I should definitely get better than that. Right now we're just talking about the tragedies going on in New Zealand. And I've been watching this video basically on repeat. And part of the reason is because of how heavily censored it's become. And literally the past week, Facebook has probably removed it from their site, you know, over 150,000 times, somewhere around there.
1.5 million times.
Whoa!
Is what Facebook is saying. And that's only the original video. They don't have the edits, are the ones that were added a border to, or you know, stuff like that, because you have to make a hash of it every time a new video is edited.
That's fucking crazy, man. There are still sites that have it up. I believe crazyshit.com. You can check it out there. I'm not sure it's even on fucking LiveLeak anymore.
LiveLeak has now agreed to delete it every time it shows up. So they're no longer hosting it. But they have been banned effectively by most ISPs at DNS level in Australia. LiveLeak, 8chan, 4chan have all been removed from their DNS records. You have to switch to like Google DNS or Open DNS to reach those sites, which is a small workaround, but still a pretty big, you know, step in censorship as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's in the wrong direction. We, you know, history is doomed to repeat itself if we do not learn from it. So it's like, let's just forget about this and let it continuously happen.
Yeah. And he live streamed on Facebook, and Facebook faces no repercussions and no banning at all. But, you know, their platform was used for live streaming of the event. The video came from Facebook Live. So
but it's the intention of the platform, right? Yeah. And LiveLeak is definitely out there to put out, you know, these ideas of violence and gore.
Yeah.
Maybe not put out these ideas, but definitely they perpetuate it.
And I definitely, right? And for God's sakes, if someone fucking goes after Facebook for it, fucking, you know, heaven forbid, our censorship's on full tilt. So that would be bad. I don't think Facebook should be punished as well. But it kind of shows that there's a double standard for based on how much money you have, you know, and that's kind of outrage causing as well.
Is that what it is? It's the amount of money. It's not the right political view.
I mean, I don't know. 8chan and 4chan and LiveLeak all being banned. Do you think it's because they're conservative leaning?
Maybe. But you do bring up a good point. They don't have the kind of capital that Facebook or Twitter or any of those platforms have. So
or how much the average person uses the site. You know, Facebook, like how many moms and dads and grandmas are on that shit daily. So I mean, like,
true.
It would be a bigger disruption than any of those other sites.
I don't know. Facebook went down this past week for I want to say 16 hours or something.
Yeah.
That includes that includes Snapchat and Instagram. I think they're integrating networks currently, and their shit just got fucked, right? But I don't know. That didn't affect me. I feel like the average shit poster that uses Discord for most of their communication is using message boards more than they are Facebook anyways. I think that in my mind, I feel like the internet is comprised of more of those type of people than normies.
But I mean, I feel like the scarier discussion right now is, you know, like people are talking about, you know, how much responsibility are on these sites for moderating content like that. Like, how responsible is Facebook or 8chan or 4chan for what their users post?
I run my own, you know, me and Dantos run a Discord channel, and we've run several different groups before. And I think the, you know, our biggest and only rule is basically no child porn. Like, I feel like
that includes fucking cartoon shit too.
Yeah, fuck Lolly shit. If I'm sorry if you watch Lolly, but it just perpetuates the whole thing.
Look, you know, this is the way I look at it.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
I see that. I understand people would want to censor something, but on the other hand, censoring it, it's just going to perpetuate it, and it's going to cause it to get bigger because it's like a cycle. History is going to repeat itself. If you want the person, especially if the person's stupid and says this is how they feel, like a person saying burn all, you know, get all the Jews and shit like that, I feel like you should let them say it because it makes them look stupid. Especially if other people don't believe that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's like you only need one algorithm. You need one algorithm to get rid of child porn.
That's it.
And it does two things. It deletes the child porn and it reports the individual's IP to the FBI. That's all you really need. Other than that, post the fuck away. Like, anything goes, right? I don't know. The internet should be free, and freedom of speech should exist within that. And companies should be working towards, instead of social engineering, facilitating a safe space for true public discourse.
What about like pictures of murder and stuff like that? What about what if it was videos of murder of children?
I mean, obviously we would need to, that would need to be investigated as well.
Is you know, like, in the same vein, you know, that you don't, no one wants to allow you know, like those kind of, you know, sexual images of children, you know, that there's an effort to remove that. Should there be an equal effort to show, like, to end violence against children that's on the internet?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Obviously, it would be, that would be more a personal reported issue, right? You'd have to have an algorithm for child porn. But past that, you would then have to kind of somewhat leave it up to the community to do the right thing to report these sort of things, right? Because there's a fine line sometimes. There's a difference between, like, that video that came out where this middle-aged man is getting pushed around by a 12-year-old for like 15 minutes until he eventually pushes the boy down, and the kid goes and starts crying and, like, tells on him, right? Like, there's a difference between that and, like, someone murdering a child.
Yeah.
But I feel like within all of these groups, even on 4chan and 8chan, there's people out there that see these things going on and they understand the difference between right and wrong. It's the nanny state of trying to police us at every corner that makes things even worse. How are we able to hash out as a community what's right and what's wrong if we're not faced with it?
Instead, we want to just be all, act like it's all hunky-dory and pretend the other shit's not happening.
For real. And that's what's... Go ahead.
Why is this event, you know, this New Zealand event, hitting so much closer to home, really? Is it because it's a white perpetrator and it's like a new level of guilt? So it's like a furthering wanting to distance from anything associated with it? Or what is it? And why does this one matter more?
I think this matters more. Yes, I think basically you're right. It's because it's a white individual that can be identified as a supremacist that... literally going along with conservative narratives has destroyed a bunch of lives of Muslim people under the guise of creating a civil war, basically. I think that that's what the media, that's what the government, and that's what the elite are essentially looking for, is to put us all, pit us against each other on our ideas, dividing the house, and allowing us to fight it out so that they get to inherit what's left after we're done killing each other. And this is the perfect, you know, this is the perfect sacrificial lamb to that idea. What do you think?
I think it's all fucked. I think it's just all fucked. It's just all distraction before fucking the Third Temple gets fucking rebuilt.
Oh, fuck. Yep, and then when the Third Temple is built, Mashiach will descend from on high, and he will whisk the Jews away to the sky cake, and us, Goyim, will be left here to slave on earth.
But with the other things, like, why is it everyone has to agree to the narrative? Why can't someone... It's like if you try to be in the middle... You're always going to get thrown to one side.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah. I feel not just, you know, I don't, I have a spin on that too. I don't think it's just thrown to one side. I think if you're like a centrist, you're middle of the road, you're like a radical centrist, those are the ideas that are straight up censored. You know, you don't have a chance to even speak your mind because these are the things that could literally mend the wounds between left and right. Or
it's
black and white.
To it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that ideas that are extreme left and extreme right, these are the ideas that are promoted right now so that you're kind of forced to pick a side. But the
pick
crazy
the side of good and evil.
Divide
right?
And conquer.
That's what they try to put it.
It is, it's, yeah, that's more correct. It's more like divide and conquer. Yeah. We're all a certain portion good. We're all a certain portion evil. It's being able to find a strong compromise within ourselves that works for both us, our family, and our community as a whole. But people don't fucking think like that anymore. They think about me, you know?
What do I get out of it?
Right?
How much popularity do I get out of it?
For reals.
And when things like this, people need to quit thinking of, like, what can I do to fucking make sure this doesn't happen again? You didn't make it happen in the first place. Some fucking crazy asshole out there who fucking hated his life and just hates people and is okay with murdering people, like, did this. It had nothing to do with you. There's nothing you have to do. Like, you just have to not murder people and fucking you're good. Like,
Yeah. Sorry, like, I was just kind of thinking about this video, man. Like, there's some points in it that really are disturbing. If you haven't seen it yet, it's, man, it's a hard one to watch. Like, a lot of the shooting parts of it where he's, you know, firing on people within the mosque, it doesn't seem real, right? It's just so extreme. And watching bodies just piled up in corners, it's kind of, you know, it's not that gory, but when he goes outside for the second time and he pops off shots down the sidewalk, and then there's that woman on the street that's just like
horrible. That's just it's the worst one. It's the most heartbreaking one. It shows how much of a monster he is.
Right, exactly. She wasn't. I don't think she was even Muslim or there at the mosque. He's just shooting random people, and this woman's begging for her life. He walks up to her, fucking hip shot, shoots her in the head twice, and then gets in his car, grabs a shotgun, and drives over the bitch to fucking get on the road and head off and start shooting at random cars. Like, how fucking heartless can you be to, like, kill some random woman and then run over her body just to keep continuing on your little adventure?
I hope they execute him. I mean, I don't think they're going to. He's probably going to get some life in prison or something, but I hope they execute him.
Right? They should execute him the old-fashioned way, too, like in front of a firing squad. He should face the same... the same pain that he inflicted upon so many people.
I'm not so much eye for an eye. I'm okay with lethal injection or whatever. You know, whatever. I just feel like they should be over and done with this.
You ever watch that movie Tales from the Hood? And remember that part where that guy was killing a bunch of people, and he supposedly went to this maximum security prison? I think he would deserve. Yeah, he deserves life in prison, but I think he needs to look at what he did for the rest of his life on repeat.
But I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I think that would work on someone like you or I, right? Like, if we perpetrated this event, we would feel guilty. I feel like if this guy was forced to watch his event the rest of his life, he would be pleased by his actions.
And currently in Seattle, he is being restricted any access to television, mail, newspapers, anything. He's being, I mean, he's not convicted yet, but he's being, like, completely restricted of any information about the attack.
Maybe he deserves the white padded treatment, where he's just in that white padded cell with nothing.
And lots of drugs, lots of mental drugs that just keep you, like, really dull.
Yeah, that I think is fair, dude. Fuck.
That minimizes risk for society, for sure. It's not cruel, it minimizes risk. So I think, yeah, that would fall within legal parameters, right?
Right. They'd have to prove him insane. I don't think he's crazy, though. Definitely narcissistic.
I mean, I would say he's a psychopath. Like, but I don't know if, like, he's mentally, like, I don't know if he's, like, schizophrenic or something like that. I'm not sure. He didn't say anything about voices.
Yeah. That's one. That's a big difference for this shooter and a lot of the other ones is, like, he literally, there was nothing about hearing voices this time. But those guns were weird with all the shit written on them.
Yeah, that kind of tends to, like, seem like he was kind of, you know, a little off, fucking nut job.
So how false flaggy do you think this whole event was? Do you think, like, it was a false flag completely? It was fabricated? Or
they definitely, before this started, they had warnings. They had pictures of his weapons, and they had a known location, like, within 9 minutes for sure before he fired. So, I mean, the fact that no government called anybody is pretty weird. And then, like, the police station was, like, a 7-minute drive down the street, and it took them, like, 36 minutes to arrive on scene, which is weird as well.
Yeah, I was really surprised that there was no cops in the video, you know, for the amount of gunshots that were emitted, for as long as he left the building twice and came back, you know, like, he had a lot of time. And he was super relaxed. You know, that was really strange to me. Also, three days prior to it, there was an interview with John Podesta on some Australian or some New Zealand network. And they were talking about gun control and that New Zealand was a perfect target for some sort of mass shooting. He literally says this in an interview 3 days before. Fucking John Podesta. So, and he...
That gets you wondering.
And this unknown prime minister of New Zealand, this woman, you know, he's praising her, saying that she's the superstar, right? No one's fucking heard of her until after the shooting. So, it's just these weird little things, you know? You always have to take with a grain of salt what's spoon-fed to you and really kind of read between the lines. Yeah. This is another one that just... it reeks of false flag.
And they're going full Australian-style gun ban, looks like now. They want to ban all semi-automatic rifles, any kind of high-capacity magazine. Like, I mean, and you know, they're going to have, like, countrywide buybacks.
Mm-hmm. People are already voluntarily giving up their weapons.
Voluntarily giving up their weapons? What in the goddamn?
It's like... There's been some rampant rapist on the prowl, you know. So men are voluntarily getting their dicks chopped off because they don't want to perpetuate
culture. I wouldn't want to say it would have stopped the event from happening, but having armed security guards would have, I think, at least slowed the event from the pace it happened.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, 100%. There was only one guy that tried to fucking take him out.
And if you would have, like, you know, like, at a church event with, like, that many people, you know, you have, you know, 70, 100 people there, you should have at least, you know, 3-4 armed security guards, you know, like, watching one at the back door, two at the front door, something. Like, there could be mentally disturbed people, there could be drunk people, there could be anybody with political ideas. Maybe they don't want to shoot, but they just want to fucking yell and cause problems. I mean, like, you know, like, any church service with a large amount of people, don't you want to avoid those kind of things? Don't you want to protect the people? I mean, like, fucking Walmart has security guard. I mean, what the hell?
Well, Walmart is missing one important key thing, and that's God. God will protect them. No?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Wait, so what? Instead of having, like, yeah. So instead of having, like, a club where they'll have a bouncer, now we'll have, like, churches that'll have a bouncer now?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like we're already doing that in the United States, especially after that one Baptist shooting that, what was his name? That white kid. Another white kid that got blown out of proportion. Well, I can't say that it was blown out of proportion. That would be misspeak. It's just that it's another one that's highlighted for the books, you know. Dylan something, I think his name was. I can't remember. But he goes into the Baptist church and he fucks up. Fucking up.
Mushroom cut guy.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Curly Larry Moe cut guy. Well, cut like Moe? Is it? Yeah. Moe had the straight bowl cut, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Larry Moe, Curly. Curly was the bald one. I don't know.
Yeah, Curly was the bald one. Yeah, exactly. And then Larry was the Jew. Or were they all Jews? Do you think the Three Stooges were Jews?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure they were. I can't remember exactly.
I mean, but Jews, not a bad thing. Were they Zionists? That's the real question.
That is true. Was it a Zionist agenda? Fucking, do you think Creepy Joe Biden's gonna run? I know this is off topic, but I'm just kind of thinking about it.
Maybe it's a vice. Maybe it'll be vice again. But I don't think he's going to run as, like, the main president.
Vice to Beto?
Or to Elizabeth Warren.
Oh my God, no. Elizabeth Warren. She already fucked up, man. She fucked up because she's going after big tech. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because I'm a capitalist. I feel that if we bust up these monopolies, it will lead way to more innovation because there'll be more people who can actually, compete. Capitalism thrives off of competition, and we're not doing that right now. But regardless, Elizabeth Warren has literally stood up and said, you know, we want to bust up these big tech conglomerates, you know, and that they're controlling the media and they're controlling the public discourse. Like, but also at the same time, they're the ones who get anyone elected. They're the ones who put their money anywhere. They're the ones who craft the ideas that the people think. How the fuck are you going to go up against them, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren probably won't win anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah, probably so. Bernie or Beto. Probably Bernie or Beto. That's
Bernie or Beto, right, man. I don't know, dude. I think we could see a second term Trump. Trump, it's like possible. I said, it's Trump's possible. Doing the reverse Clinton, you know? He's starting off conservative and moving towards liberal. That's the same flop that Bill Clinton pulled. Bill Clinton literally ran his first term. He ran on Make America Great Again. We're just seeing this again. It's just like history repeating itself.
Yeah, I just hope the liberals don't get too caught up in it and like really believe that Trump can guarantee loss, because it'll be sad for them to all lose their minds, you know, again. It'll be real sad. Like, I mean, I'm going to be libertarian here. You know, like, you know, it could happen either way. Either way, like, you should be prepared for whatever, because I know my party's not going to win.
Same, dude, same. But, you know, the Libertarian Party has a bunch of fucking quacks right now. It's overrun by a bunch of psychos. Look at fucking John McAfee, dude.
Yeah, fuck McAfee.
26, yeah,
shout fucking out McAfee. To McAfee. Go fuck yourself, asshole. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. And by the way, there are securities, not yours. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
And if you want to do an interview, please hit us up. You know, love to let you defend yourself, you fucking quack.
Right? And by the way, you don't have the back doors to fucking Apple phones. Go fuck yourself. Anyways, then there's fucking Gary Johnson. You know, I don't think there's...
God.
I like a lot of his ideas, but the problem is that Gary Johnson will flip-flop. He does the Hillary Clinton thing so that he can get the votes. Yeah. You know, and I don't like that. But his core ideas of, like, legalizing every single drug.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, recreational cocaine, man. Fuck yeah, let's do this shit.
And the liberals will get the population control that they want, you know? The problem is that then with the legal drugs in a lot of these societies comes, like, the social programs along with it. It's like, oh, if we're going to provide these drugs for people, we're going to have to provide health for them as well, because they won't be able to provide health for themselves. But I think that's the wrong way of going about it. I think instead you just provide the drugs and you let them die.
Or man, just fucking just give them health, man. This is more training. Like, you know, more training equals better doctors equals better medical system equals awesome, right?
Interesting thought.
Like, who else are you gonna test out fucking new fucking shit on besides a whole bunch of methed out junkies that has no family? Like, you can do all the cool medical tests, try out new age drugs, try out new shit, you know, try like to enlarge their dicks and shit, you know, so you can, you know, do it on celebrities later.
The gay pill and shit.
Yeah, you know, I don't, you need to sew two of them together and make a human centipede.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You ever do a human centipede with your girlfriend?
Fuck no, that would be too much, man.
What the action said.
I would have to be the first one. I want to be the mouth, at least, you know?
You want to be the mouth?
Yeah, I want to be the first one in the line. That wouldn't be so bad to be that centipede, the one in front.
Okay, so, oh, I see, yeah, you want to be the mouth that eats.
Yeah, I want to be the one that eats. And then if you're a human centipede and you're the mouth that eats, it sucks, but, you know, it's not as bad as everyone else behind you.
I'm so sorry, Kyle. It's just such a good burrito. Oh.
What the hell?
It's like always having your ass eaten, you know, like 24/7 ass eating.
Yeah, I think that Lois Must Die 555, shout out to him. He would love to be in a human centipede at any point in it.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Yeah, I would, especially if you're like third or fourth back, like you're just eating shit that was already shit. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Double exactly. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking, who came up with that idea? God damn, right? Like, talk about being arrested for ideas. Why was no one arrested for creating a human centipede? Why?
For real? Like, why would anybody want to like publicize that? Aren't you scared that someone's gonna try it? Fuck.
Right? And if you have someone's consent to eat them, is it legal?
I think in a certain way. I can't remember how it works. It's so fucking weird. I mean...
Where can I get a human steak? Would you eat a human steak? Would you?
Only if I had to.
Yeah, that's a good answer. You know? That's what I'm going to say on advice from legal counsel.
Right? I'm not advised to say, but all I can say is only if I have to. So, any techies out there in listening land? Just a couple little news bits. Very interesting one coming up. PuTTY 0.71 has recently been released. Fucking SSH client updated to fix a large number of security vulnerabilities. That's fucking awesome. I use this shit on the daily. It's the only thing that really makes Windows usable.
Bam.
Bam.
It's a pretty big exploit in there, too. It's like a memory vulnerability that you can leak SSH keys. So, like, if someone has physical access to your machine, they could grab your SSH keys. Motherfuckers.
I mean, yeah, that's true. You know,
or using something like Spectre in a browser, they might be able to just get it through there if PuTTY's up and running, for all I know.
I guess that's right. And I think what it is they're just stored in plain text. Is that what it is? Or
it's some kind of, I think, memory vulnerability like everything is nowadays.
Yep. Yeah, everything's like exploitable on the fucking CPU level. Yep. Thanks, guys. Thanks, CPU developers. You guys are fucking amazing.
Yeah, no one knows about memory space. I mean, like, I don't.
More cores!
But they thought no basement-dwelling dork would think about fucking memory space and how it's stored on RAM. They really thought that for, like, a decade, at least.
That, you're talking, like, Rowhammer shit. I mean, is there any difference between that and, like, Spectre?
I mean, it's all kind of the same concept, and just exploiting where things are stored and the stack.
I get, yes, that's right, that's right. Because, like, the bit flip thing on Rowhammer is basically the exploit within DDR3 that allows where temporary NAND storage, basically you could hit that as much as you want and then flip a bit and then gain control that way. That's fucking crazy. And then Spectre being like, there's information that's stored outside the CPU for the purpose of hyper-threading. And using that space, you could use that space to exploit. Interesting. Memory leaks, if you will.
Yeah, or you know, finding that shared space and copying the data from there, like a SSH key, you know, while it's being used.
Right, right. Fucking. So, how about that Bitcoin though?
I like Bitcoin still. Go Bitcoin.
Go Bitcoin. We're talking. We're at 4,027.49 as we speak.
Bam, balling.
We've gone 19. Past. Right? I can't wait for that moment.
To the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely hodl that shit all the way to the moon. The interesting thing is there's analysts already talking about 4,000. How about 400,000? Apparently, it's a bull-controlled market currently, so prices are going up. I'm a fan. I'm liking it. We'll see how long it lasts. However, Turtle is currently suffering. It's down to one Satoshi. As far as Bitcoin trades, but the caveat to that is it's heavily traded in Litecoin markets as well. And is it Litecoin? Wait, let me check. I think it's either Litecoin or Ethereum. Fuck, where are you? I'm on my Ogre app. Yeah, Litecoin, and it's consistently going up. It's fluctuating right now between how would you don't say Satoshi with Litecoin, do you? How would you say? Like, I don't know.
I guess it would still be Satoshi, like a Litecoin, Satoshi of Litecoin?
Yeah, okay, so it'd be 117 Satoshi of Litecoin, if you will. And it's been fluctuating between 116 and 118 Litecoin Satoshis. But yeah, I mean, if you want actual value out of it, it's like, what are we talking, 0.0007 of a cent? As opposed to like 0.00004 of a cent.
Oh, such small numbers.
Right? Shitcoins for life, bitches. Hell yeah. And also, have you guys heard of Waycoin? It's a GPU mined coin hash rate. It's not, you know, knowing me, Mr. fucking Kryptonite Light, it's not Kryptonite based. It's something else. But it's staying steady at 189 Litecoin Satoshis. And I believe the only way you could trade it is for Litecoin. But very interesting coin. Obviously, it's built on one of my favorite dead memes, Ugandan Knuckles. Literally, Waycoin. Do you know the way?
Oh.
W-A-E-S. So check that shit out. Also, the difficulty has definitely increased in Turtle. I'm not getting the amount of blocks as I was before, or rather the pool that I'm mining at is it's not as prolific right now. But something happened in web chain land this past week. I don't know if they got ASICs or something, or a large part of their network dropped off, but the difficulty has decreased significantly. So if you have Kryptonite miners right now and you've been mining Turtle Coin or some other currency like Aeon or Bitcoin or Monero, whatever it be, you might want to take a take a look at WebChain right now. The difficulty's dropped. We're talking, I think a total of 30 Satoshis apiece. Definitely pretty easy to acquire and easy to trade in several places. Stex.com, I've definitely made a lot of trades with it. I've probably made over $100 in trades. Obviously, I'm moving everything into Litecoin because of how low the transaction fees are. But if you're bored with your miners and what you're mining right now, you might want to check out WebChain for a little bit. I don't know how long it's going to last or what exactly happened. I haven't really gotten a straight answer out of any of the forums, but that's going on right now.
And that's like CPU and GPU mineable, both?
Yes, that is correct.
If someone who hasn't mined, they could probably do that right now. You don't have to go out there and buy shit. If you have a computer, you can at least get some amount of coin just to learn what crypto is, see how to use a wallet, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I encourage you to fucking get yourself a Linux distro and compile all this shit too. Obviously, you could use binaries. Even on GitHub, they have releases in binary for whatever you need. But there's some cool miners out there right now for WebChain, and they're specified for it. So you would have to get the exact miner for it. You can't just use like XMRig. I don't know why they haven't made their algorithm more public in that way, where it's included with these things. But, I'm not a shitcoin developer, so I don't know how they think. But for a shitcoin, they definitely put themselves out there quite a bit. And they've increased their price. And it's not like Turtle Coin where it's like a trillion max circulation. I want to say that WebChain is more like 100,000 or something. It's a limited coin circulation. So if you want to get into something that might actually have some worth to it, definitely WebChain is the way to go. Keep going, Bitcoin. We want to see you to the moon. Definitely decentralization of currencies is a good thing. Fuck the Fed. And if you want to donate to us, definitely feel free to do so. We have addresses for both Bitcoin and Turtle in the description of our videos on BitChute and DTube. We'll see if we can add that to Twitch as well in the near future. Also add addresses for both Aeon and Litecoin this week sometime. I've been lazy with shit, but we'll put it out there. Anyway, so baseball started today. First game of the season.
Go sports ball.
Go sports ball.
Worst joke ever.
Yeah. If you're a man, though, I feel like you have to get into sports just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you gotta jerk off with dirt on your hands.
Yeah, exactly, bro. You have to fucking... when you jerk off, you put like a shrimp under your chin and then you wrap a pork chop around your dick.
Yeah.
What the actual fuck?
Well, you know, like it's like simulating sex, right? You put a little shrimp underneath your nose, smells like fish, kind of like pussy, and then you like wrap a pork chop around your dick. It feels like, you know, more like pussy than your hand.
I mean, I guess, but...
Don't knock it till you try it, bro. I'm just saying.
Wait, so you've tried it. That's the point.
You fucked a pork chop.
No, I've never fucked a pork chop.
Why would you waste a good pork chop?
Seriously, bro. Fucking A. I'm Puerto Rican. I eat that shit. I don't fuck it. I have a friend that...
Exactly.
I have a friend who fucked a mud puddle once.
What the fuck?
No, I guess that's pretty easy. Like, easy to fit in.
Right?
Then again, I've known people that's fucked a fucking pile of manure, but you know.
Really?
That's warm, yeah. Right? That's warm.
Yeah, but still, like, literal fucking poop dick, but like, ew. No.
Did he get any pee hole? Did he get any, like, poo up his pee hole? Like, you think that would cause definitely, like, a bladder infection?
I don't know. I hope he didn't fuck. Oh, then again, I don't know.
Crafter with the important questions.
Right? But would it be worth it?
No. No, it wouldn't. No. How would it ever be worth it? You're fucking a pile of shit.
How do you know, bro? Have you ever fucked a pile of shit before?
No, but, like, Why?
Because it might be awesome. Like, you fuck a puddle of mud, you know, I hear there's a lot of suction. It, like, it's probably awesome. Maybe there's a similar thing with fucking manure. Like,
what the actual
fuck? No. I'm vetoing this idea. I will not participate in your shit hill fucking.
Fucking shit hill, dude. Oh my god. Shit hill. That sounds like another name for Palestine.
Yeah, that's pretty
that
much
sounds like a boy band.
And next, shit hill.
Finger bang, bang bang. Shit hill, the latest Christian boy band.
Wasn't Puddle of Mud a band? I bet it was.
Yeah, it was.
I bet it was made by a guy who fucked a puddle of mud, and he was.
I wonder.
I love this puddle so much. I'm naming my band after this, and I'm gonna make half country, half shit rock songs, and jerk off looking at mud puddles.
Like, not to like change the subject around or nowhere, but that song you posted, Crafter, I'm looking at it, and every time I look at it, every time I see it, it says Mustard Mingos. I keep on thinking Mustard Gringos.
Yeah.
Mustard Gringos. Mustard Kill Those Gringos Simulator.
Hell yeah.
Migos, though, it's got future.
Yeah, that's that new new.
That's that new new. It's that mmm rap.
Had that new mumble crumble.
That mumble blue cheese crumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, mumble does sound better if you vape crumble. That's verified.
Gotti. Gotti, bro. So, okay, we touched on this a little bit, I think, a couple weeks ago, but aliens. Angels from the sky or psychedelic hallucinations.
I hope for aliens from the sky, but I think they're probably just psychedelic hallucinations.
Same.
After hearing some of the, you know, experiences others have had, none of the shit happened. They're just on some really good, you know, psychedelic mushrooms or truffles or some other kind of substance, or maybe sleep deprivation, maybe, you know, dehydration with sleep deprivation, and that's probably all it was.
Right? Yeah, I feel like these moments in people's these like historic moments where like Joan of Arc, you know, saw angels that spoke to her, it was like this moment of hallucination. Like, she literally saw something that was within her own psyche that was released either by sleep deprivation or some sort of diet choice, you know?
Yeah, like cactus. Maybe like someone could put some cactus in her food and she ate that shit. Bam! Trip balls.
Wait, did you trip balls for eating cactuses? What?
There's specific cactus that you can, yes.
Hmm.
Is that a picture of Terry A. Davis?
Yeah, in the story, yeah.
Rest in peace. R.I.P. Terry A. Davis. Yeah, exactly. Rest in peace.
Install Temple OS on a VM today, everybody.
Everybody. And
enjoy
yeah.
the insanity. If you ever wanted to know what it's like to be schizophrenic, just check that out.
Yep. Learn you some Holy C. And, yeah. Fucking, it's not just on time, it's ahead of time.
Yeah.
That's what he says, though.
Yeah, he was a weird guy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Fucking miss him, though. How the fuck did he get run over by a train? I just want to know.
CIA. Those CIA N-words, man. Those
CIA N-words. Exactly.
Those CIA Nickelbacks, damn.
CIA Nickelbacks. Oh my god, I was in one of my co-workers' cars today, and what came on the radio? Look at this photograph!
Oh god.
God, dude, I almost killed myself right there.
Wow, Nickelback.
The End of Miles, Part 2.
I don't think there would be any amount of mushrooms that would make that band sound good.
Nope. No, it's just, it's too generic.
But yeah, getting back to psychedelic cacti, what do you think peyote is, my dude? It's literally psychedelic cacti.
Hmm.
They call them buttons. It looks like a little tiny cactus. You take that shit and you fucking gobble it. And it's a mescaline trip. So you're talking like 8 hours of out of your mind, uncontrollable, fucking sweating out and shit. But you'll learn something afterwards. I'm all about it, though. I think, like, psychedelics, this is, like, Benjamin Franklin, he said beer is proof that God wants us to be happy. I think that mushrooms and psychedelics are proof that God wants us to be happy and that God wants us to figure shit out, you know?
Or sometimes that you need, like, almost like some kind of intervention from substance that will... that will change your mind and make you think differently. Like just trying to, sometimes relying on your own mind is not going to be enough, that you need, you know, something to cause a change.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like mental health at a natural level.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Taking control of your own mental health with magic mushrooms by Crafter.
I mean, and if anyone's going to do that, definitely do it in a safe environment, you know, hopefully have someone that you trust with you, that, you know, can make sure you're not doing anything stupid. You know, those are always good choices.
We made it. Thank you. Uh-huh. Sorry, that was the boot loop I was in I was stuck in last week.
Mm.
Fucking Dantos was all like, "Hey, Miles, you want to hang out and shit?" I'm like, "I'm going to be out of my mind this weekend, sorry."
Yes. And I was like, oh, okay.
But I'll tell you what, angels are real, guys. They are. I seen them. I seen them with my own psyche.
I seen it.
Fucking, I definitely want to say, you know, as we start wrapping up, like, what happened in New Zealand is a total travesty. And though at times in this conversation we might have taken it lightly, I definitely don't, as a person, take that situation lightly. I think it was horrible. I think that it was definitely an eye-opener for me about the state of the world currently and the United States' impending doom towards civil war. I think it's important that we humanize all people, that it doesn't matter your race, creed, color, religion, ethnicity. None of that matters past true acceptance and tolerance amongst people. And part of that is accepting ideas that you don't necessarily agree with. Tolerance doesn't mean you hate people based on their ideas. It means that you have a greater understanding that people are different than you. And I want to put that out there because we're getting deep. We're getting into like week 8 and we've talked a lot about the Jews and we've talked a little bit about Islam. But not enough. I think that we need to have greater conversations about all the Abrahamic religions and not be pointing our fingers at one or the other. You know? We made it! Sorry. there was an interesting video that I saw this week. Did we address this last week? I can't remember. The AOC video where she's going after Senator Wilbur. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Crafter? I don't remember.
Wilbur Ross. So basically, this video is AOC breaking down how they circumvented the law. What was it? Was it during their campaign or something?
About the census, about adding the citizenship question to the census, which is not illegal in itself at changing something like that, but they did not submit the changes to Congress, which, you know, is violation of procedure.
And if you want to see what someone looks like on Adderall that has like a whole team of lawyers behind her, you got to see this fucking video. It's absolutely incredible. Ocasio-Cortez brilliantly catches Wilbur Ross in a huge lie. Where I saw it hosted was with Brian Tyler Cohen on YouTube. Definitely check it out. I could leave links in the description if you guys want to. Right now on YouTube, on the Miles Lurwood account, I'm just adding news videos to verbose.xyz. I'm hopefully, eventually, this will also be our videos too. But we haven't gotten to that point yet. But that's, if you want to see, you know, an excellent piece of organization and like breaking down the law and shit, she roasts him. And this is the one thing that really befuddles me about the Trump campaign. Like, you get elected on these ideas of making America great and focusing on America first. Yet all these little mistakes you make along the way make you look like the retard dictator that people have been accusing you of day one. You're slipping, Trump. You need to fucking get your shit together. Make America great, not Israel. Yeah, because we all know. Fucking the gay Israel, bisexual Egypt, straight Palestine.
Straight up.
Yep.
Straight Palestine, bitches. Straight Palestine. And they straight because they hate the gays. Fucking also, shout out to Alex Jones. We definitely want you on the show.
What's up, Alex?
Fucking sup, Alex. I know you're watching this. Fucking, you are the greatest meme lord of all time. Dantos, do you have anything else to say before we fucking get off the horn? And by the way, thank you for joining me in Crafter tonight. It's been a pleasure having you on the horn.
It's a pleasure being on here instead of chatting in the chat just saying random shit.
Right. Word. Crafter, you got anything to say?
Fuck no. I think I said too much.
Same. Thank you all, everyone out there in TV watching land. Really appreciate you joining us. And if you're just catching us live, that's cool. If you want to catch us later, again, you can find us on DTube under Verbose. You can also find us on BitChute under my account, miles_lowroad. Just search for verbose.xyz. I release periodically. Once I catch up with all the videos, I'll release like, you know, on Thursdays, basically will be Wednesday night or Thursdays will be when I release the footage, and then we'll be doing the live stream, obviously, on Wednesday evenings. You guys have been fucking awesome. Super appreciate you guys coming out. And yeah, tune in next week. We'll have some brand new brain shits for you. And you guys, it's always a pleasure to have this conversation with you. Let's keep freedom alive. And yeah, fucking A.
Fucking freedom of speech for all.
For life.
For life.
Freedom podcast entertainment. That's what we do. All right, boys and girls, again, thank you for joining us. We are verbose.xyz, and we will catch you next time.
We out.